But I feel like that'd be doing a disservice to the Christmas season to not have the Mariah Carey version. She's sort of like the starting pistol of the Christmas season.
Yeah, and she's also largely the reason people don't like Christmas music.
It's true. True.
I love the song. I don't have a problem with it, but a lot of people do, and the Pure Energy version is better anyway. But
yeah.
Apparently, that's neither here or there for tonight. Welcome to Bear Attack. Are you guys ready to start?
I've been recording this whole time.
I just started right now. You're good to go.
Okay, sweet. Well, it's the Christmas episode, guys.
Insert there jingle bells.
365 days in most years, and this is the one that we all live for. The day that the Christmas Bear Attack episode comes out. I have my hot chocolate here.
God bless you.
Now, to be fair, we are kind of doing multiple Christmas episodes. The other one might not be considered a Christmas episode, but we'll get to that when we get to that episode. And sorry if we seem kind of burned out by the end of, like, we're doing like 3 episodes in a week, so we can take our break. So it might get really funky by the end. We apologize. And the final episode we're recording of the 3 is going to be a big one. We're going to have multiple guests on, which we hardly
I'm hoping they carry us through the episode.
Well, that's going to be our end of the year wrap up.
Yeah.
Best of 2023 episode. And my phone did a really neat thing where it decided to delete all of my notes ever put on it.
Oof.
Fun.
That's tough stuff.
All the lyrics, every note I had for our band, all that. Yeah.
And as my mother would say, this is why you have hard copy.
Yeah.
But
you can't carry a notebook with you everywhere. I mean, you can, but no.
You sound like the teachers who said we wouldn't have calculators everywhere we went.
Yeah. Fuck those teachers.
Dudes,
and
I
fuck
lost
math.
My train
anyway.
Of thought. It left the station without me.
Polar Express without the hot chocolate. Oh, so sad.
Dadgummit. Okay, let's move on.
He's got a lot going on, guys.
It's not coming back.
Give him a...
This is going, gone.
So, this is a Bear Attack Radio episode. The second one in a row, if I'm not mistaken, that we're doing.
Yeah.
We are a review show, but we're doing radio stuff for now, because it's fun.
Well, because that's our roots.
We're going to kick things off with the obligatory August Burns Red cover. This year's...
Right, because we're us, and it would be a shame not to.
Yes, this year is Up on the Housetop, which is a lot of fun. And then we actually have a song that I was introduced to from a friend of the podcast, Josie, who said of last episode... I just had it, and now it's gone.
Josie and the...
We asked for some covers, because we played a bunch of... covers and stuff. And she recommends Set Fire to the Rain by No Resolve.
Ooh, that's a good one.
The Thunder Rolls by State of Maine.
Also good.
And You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch by Small Town Titans, which is on my Christmas playlist, but not this Christmas playlist. And then last year she showed me a song called Christmas is All Around by a band called, I think it's Baleen. I've never actually said it out loud. I've only ever read it, so.
I think the word Baleen has two E's and is, in fact, a kind of whale.
Yeah. Baleen? Baleen?
It might be like Baleen's skull.
It's not a
but
type.
We already talked about a soap, so moving on.
It's not a type of whale. It's the stuff whales have in their mouths.
Is that true? I always thought it was a category of whale.
No, it's the... Well, it is. It's the whales that have the the like filter teeth things. They're not teeth, but like
the like brooms they, for mouths.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting.
Unless I'm mistaken.
So a Christmas song by Humpback.
I don't know. Yes. I'm no marine biologist. I just play one on TikTok.
Well, I don't know much about their backs, but wait till you hear that bottom end. And then this is the production section of the show. So we got Christmas Is All Around by Balin, then The Most Wonderful Time of the Year by Mark Tremonti, an Ocean's edition, and I was very surprised when at the little snippet of it I listened to. It was not at all what I was expecting.
Oh, I'm telling you, like, as soon as Mark Tremonti, okay, so for context, Mark Tremonti is the guitar player from Creed and Alter Bridge and multiple other things. He also happens to sound a hell of a lot like Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra when he sings. So he did an entire album a couple years ago of covering Frank Sinatra.
That's pretty
and
dope.
And then he announced an entire Christmas album, and I'm like, okay, of course, I have to check this out because I'm now curious. And it is legit, like, he wrote one song on it. One song's an original. I don't have it on here. But, yeah, he covered a bunch of classic stuff. So I was like, well, that's the new big Christmas album that I noticed this year. So I'm going to put a couple songs from it on here.
And then to round out that section is Deck the Halls by Lights.
I love
Lights.
Who has
beautiful eyes.
The artist and the Christmas decoration.
Yes. And we'll get to the Christmas decoration after this next wave of songs. So, boys, let's hit them with the ABR in 3, 2, 1.
This is probably the most beautiful intro to an ABR song.
I was just thinking how 80s it sounds right before the guitar kicks in.
It's a very Stranger thing. I really wish that they would have put Jake on for this one, because we've gotten a lot of these covers without screaming, and I'm ready for it.
Yeah, I'm prepared. It feels like we're missing a lot of the band situation without him.
It was fun with when they did Joy to the World.
I'm wondering if that's more of a Jake decision than anything.
I don't think so. When they did What Child Is This, they did a joke where, like, when the band announced it, they're all standing together and they're all pretty stoked, except for Jake, who's, like, pouting in the corner, and then he, like, starts screaming at them how they won't ever let him on a Christmas song. I have the hard copy of the original Sledding Hill, and JB said, like, there's a lot of notes from the band in there, and it was a creative decision so that they could have Christmas music that people could play around all their family members, but like screaming is and harsh vocals are pretty abrasive. So they felt like people wouldn't play it as much. And it's true too. Like, I definitely know for a fact that it would not be tolerated around the people I hang out with if Jake was on it, but because he's not, I can play it whenever I want.
Cartoon Matt looks like he is really not enjoying this sleigh ride.
Yeah, he definitely is like, I want to go back to the farm.
The true Matt Griner mentality.
Cartoon Dustin is on a mission.
True. He is delivering those presents if it kills him.
My curiosity is now, I'm like, how many of these songs am I actually going to know?
About the artist picture on here, the guy on the far right kind of looks a little bit like Nick Nocturnal.
He does, yeah. How weird. It's written in the
wind. It's everywhere I go. They said, all right, bass guitarist, we don't let you play that much in any other song, so this one, all you.
They have a very good bass tone.
Yeah, it's very Paul McCartney.
This is the throw that bass back whales. You've heard of humpback whales. Now there's throw it back whales.
Whale.
You ready for a whale of a time?
Feel about all that yelling. Was it a jovial Christmas party or was it like a family breakdown?
Triple homicide at the Christmas party.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Yeah, this is totally not at all what I was expecting from. With the
kids, you will not convince me that's not Frank Sinatra.
Good cheer. It's 100% Mark Tremonti in this video and everything. Wonderful time
of the year. I'm going to be honest. If you hadn't told me who it was, and you told me, just told me it wasn't Frank Sinatra, I would have guessed Seth MacFarlane. With those holiday rings, the
happy meetings when friends come to call. And now that you said it.
Yeah, laugh all you want. The man can sing. He does a show tune like nobody's business.
Well, yeah, but who anticipated the singer from Alter, or the guitar player from Alter Bridge being able to sing like Frank Sinatra?
Probably his mom.
Also, it doesn't sound like Tremonti.
No.
From what little, I haven't listened to a whole lot of Tremonti. It was a little buddy for me, but.
There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing. There's way less guitar in this one. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Now, I don't know if he plays the saxophone or not, but it's very beautiful.
I just watched Whiplash, and this is a little bit soon after that first viewing for me.
Long, long ago. It's
the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time.
Why do I know who Lights is? Why do I know that?
Because
she's
great.
She
is married to, what's-his-face from, Bless the Fall.
And because her music
is
awesome.
She is one of the most beautiful women on the planet. Little bit of an exhibitionist.
Aren't we all?
No. Straight up, no.
The rhythm she chose to go with for the lyrics is a unique rhythm I have never thought of before.
And that's why she makes money, and we kind of don't.
Yeah, I like her. She's interesting. She makes interesting music.
Title track from their newest album. Her name is Femme. She just married the lead actor.
Is her last name Fatale?
No.
That's a missed opportunity. If you're gonna have an actor, like a show business name, go whole hog. Change the first and last name.
Well, it's not spelled like Femme. It's
give us the full Nick Cage.
Like Phlegm.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're gonna change your name from Carpenter. Change your whole name.
Well, that was fun. All right, boys, what are we loving? Oh, wait. We have a whole bunch
more
to go.
Just
not
kidding.
Not nearly enough, though. Anyway, now we're entering the kind of piney love songs, I guess you could say. This next song is a cover of a Coldplay song by Yellow Card, and I think it's one of the best Christmas songs ever covered. And the cover goes just so much harder, in my opinion. Well, it does because the other one's
Yellow
Coldplay.
Card versus Coldplay. Yeah. If it didn't go harder, I'm not sure Yellow Card would ever survive.
Yes. I feel
like everything is harder than Coldplay.
Yeah. The best thing Coldplay ever did. If you like Coldplay,
you're wrong.
Good for you. And
good for all.
I support it. I just, some people, I've been accused of not liking soft music, and that's correct. But
my favorite Coldplay song is actually from the Piano Guys. when they covered that one song, Paradise, in Swahili.
Oh. That's I'm pretty sure I've heard that.
Yeah, it's a better version than the Coldplay song.
Yes, the best thing Coldplay ever did for the world was give templates for better covers of their songs. And this is no exception.
Give Christmas free access by to their songwriter.
Yeah. So this is up next is Christmas Lights by Yellow Card. And then after that, because the last one was so nice, we had to put them on twice. Another Mark Tremonti song, This Is Christmas. And then after that, the one song that Polar Bear put on this list, it needs no introduction. I tried to get a cover of it that was a lot more fun, but I know you've heard it. You'll know it. I'm not even going to say what it is. When you hear it, you'll know it. And we'll all just...
You'll hear me screaming in the background.
It's the reason a lot of people
don't... This is why I hate Christmas music! Yeah.
I was trying to... I feel like I'm an ambassador to Christmas music for people. And this is really just like... If I was a U.S. ambassador, putting this song forward would be like going to the Middle East and being like, and here's all of our whores and our playboys.
You guys should know that I have some really good covers of this song, and I chose this for us.
Because
and, yes, because you're you, and we would not
and you let
watch
me.
The world burn. It was a whole thing.
Well, it's only fair. You let me put Mark Tremonti on here twice, and it sounds like Sinatra. Yeah. So, like,
guys, you know what I've realized over the course of the last, like, year?
What's that?
I can't give people a good reason to turn like to not listen to certain songs because I like them all. Just sometimes I don't want to listen to that, you know?
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I would never say no to any of these songs. I like all of them.
Oh, me too. I actually like the song. I just wanted to play a happier version, but I've noticed over the every year Bear Attack Radio just gets a little bit softer, but we'll rectify that later.
Well, that's because we played all the good stuff, and like
we went real hard our first year.
The first two years went pretty hard, but anyway, here's the love songs in 3, 2, 1.
Christmas night, another fight, tears we cried, a flood. I've got all kinds of poison in my blood. I took my feet to Oxford Street, trying to right a wrong. Just walk away, those windows say, but I can't believe she's gone. When you're still waiting for the snow to fall, it doesn't really feel like Christmas at all.
Definitely better than Coldplay.
I like the like dissonance between the vocals and the way the instruments were recorded.
Mm-hmm. Gives you that real push-pull.
Yeah. For those non-nerds, what I just said is I like how the vocals sound like they're in a big, airy, like open area. And all the instruments feel like they're, like, you're sitting in front of them with them playing right at you.
Those Christmas lights light up the street.
Now, if you just took that guitar part and made it bagpipes.
Oh, dude, yeah, where's
I was actually just thinking about that. I found my bagpipe cantor recently, so I'm teaching myself bagpipes again. It's going really well.
You have bagpipes?
Oh, I'm sure you're
I just have
that.
The cantor, which is the part that you play, like, you put your fingers on. And it's okay. How you practice. There's no way I could afford the, like, the bag and the things on the back, the droners or whatever they call them.
Definitely a love song of sorts.
The only version of the song I know is like from the Ready Set or something like that, or the Somerset.
Yep.
One of those.
Ah. Yeah, it's originally done by Donny Hathaway, I think.
Okay.
LOL. At states where you get to have living trees and have to trim them.
Dude, real trees are where it's at.
I can't keep any of them alive. I'd have to buy two or three trees a season.
You only gotta keep it alive for like a month.
Whatever the opposite of a green thumb is, that's what I have. Plants see me and commit seppuku. My world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. That organ tone is dope, that Rhodes.
And I'm pretty sure that's him playing all that. I kind of wanted him to do a collab with Bublé now.
I was awesome. Just about to say, this is very Michael Bublé.
That's Daddy Bublé to you, actually. Picking Ocean,
yeah.
That's a good song.
Oh yeah, that whole Tremonti album blew my mind. I'm like, this is like Christmas in a nutshell. It's great. Even the original song, because he wrote an original song on there, and that's one is even good.
It's hard to do an original Christmas song. Oh, here it is.
Okay, on that.
Here
note,
it is.
I'm gonna let the dog out.
The
so
anthem for
dog.
The season. The song everybody looks forward to every year. That's never once been made fun of on any forum or Facebook ever.
Speaking of bagpipes and Mariah Carey, have you heard the Eminem song Bagpipes from Baghdad?
Yes.
Amazing. By far the best thing Mariah Mariah Carey's contributed to us other than the song.
Other than this absolute masterclass in music production.
I do like this song a lot.
And two of Nick Cannon's 25 children.
Is Eminem the reason Nick Cannon doesn't think white people have souls?
No, I believe that's called racism.
We can't talk about that, though.
I liked Nick Cannon a lot before that, and then I was just like, I didn't know anything about his personal beliefs, but yeah, I saw the whole melanin thing. I was like, what the...
I actually have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. He was on a podcast talking about how, like, our souls come from melanin. And since white people are lacking in it, that's why they have no soul and all they can do is react out of anger and spite. It's like, I've seen you have a lot of, like, good, like, interactions with white people, if only on TV. Like... What the hell, dude? Actually.
Man, that is some just crazy people stuff.
And he says it so, like, matter-of-factly and, like he's saying something profound. It's really shocking.
You needed him to say something stupid to realize he's a crazy person? He was married to this bitch!
John went to school with his little brothers.
What?
The Bible College with two of the Cannon brothers.
Those baby-making machines go to Bible College?
Well, no one thinks that they actually believed any of it.
Obviously. How many baby mamas does Nick Cannon have? It's like a Mormon without the rules. Ariana Grande cover this?
Yes, probably. And I love her cover of this song.
Who hasn't?
I was going to say, because now that I'm hearing it, I'm like, I hear her.
Ariana Grande is a person, or the persona she plays on TV irritates me, but man, can that girl sing. Like, sure, all of her hair is falling out because of that Nickelodeon show she did, but she can still sing.
I mean, at least she didn't go into retirement like the other girl.
Who, Victoria Justice?
No, that one was Jeanette McCurdy, the other show.
Oh, yeah, but Jeanette's doing fine. She wrote a book and stuff. She's all right.
Yeah.
She's not retired. She just doesn't want to act in any of the things with those animals. Anywho, back to Bigfoot.
All right, now we're into the kicking things up a notch section of the podcast. This is the Christmas songs with distorted guitars in them.
Woohoo!
If you haven't,
it is happening.
If you haven't heard Reliant K's "Let It Snow, Baby, Let It Rain, Dear," you have not heard true Christmas music. Mariah Carey, be damned. After that is "O Come Emmanuel," the most metal Christmas song made metal again by Theody. And then we get really shouty with "O Come Thou Long Expected Jesus" by Wolves at the Gate. And we're gonna send you all out on a chiller. Well, you know what? We'll do these three and then
LOL.
And then we'll send you out chiller. On one more. Yeah, on a cold one. But anyway, here.
Cold Blair metal table. All
right. Here's "Santa Claus is Thumbing to Town" by Reliant K in 3, 2, 1.
I actually love this song.
It's like Tom DeLonge got mad at Christmas.
The toys melting on the shelves, and you can hear Mrs. Claus scream, and I warned you never trust those elves. Unless something drastic happens fast, we'll say hello to the ghosts of Christmas past. Because we love puking balls of holly, and old Saint Nicky, all that jolly, and the sleighs in the shop cause it's broken down. But Christmas won't stop, cause Santa Claus is thumbing to town. Santa Claus is thumbing to town. His disliking, Santa spent all night hitchhiking with a sign that reads, "Ho ho, slow down, Santa Claus is coming to town."
What'd you guys' parents do with Santa?
What do you mean?
Did you grow up?
I'm not answering that on this show.
Did you grow up believe?
Again, you should anticipate.
Man, Oceans,
these
the
things.
Way you talk about your parents, you think they were swingers and just had nothing but upside down pineapples in their house.
It's so far from the truth, that's hilarious.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Very much to his disliking, Santa spent all night hitchhiking with a sign that reads, "Oh, slow down." Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to
Christmas goes gent.
Jared Dines, where are you, gent daddy?
Gent daddy.
Words we never thought we would say.
Oh, man. I want to be so good at something somebody calls me insert thing daddy one day.
definitely not the insert thing daddy. That would be an industry that...
you don't know.
So
you don't know my life. I like you, Oceans, but you're not really my type.
I wasn't. Wow.
Ooh. This breakdown makes my hips swing.
I like that. It's reminding me of like Enter Shikari.
Ooh, yeah.
This is kind of a... Yeah. I could definitely see Enter Shikari doing this.
Man,
it doesn't sound
kinda,
like them, but it's like something they would do.
I kind of wish she did this part in like a different language. Like, I think that would have been super fun in Spanish. Or something.
Yes, indeed.
Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel.
electronic part sounds like it could be like the intro to like a FBI or a CSI
show.
Dude,
get out of my head. I just was thinking it was very CSI X-File-y.
Have you guys...
See, I do... He claims I don't know him, but, like, I read his mind.
Have you guys heard this one?
I haven't.
No, but I love Wolves at the Gate.
Oh, man.
It is very hard to do harsh vocals over, like, major chord progressions and make it sound not cringe.
Their guitar tone is very August Burns Red.
As it should be.
As all guitar tones should be.
I did a... I made a worship song to a... someone took The Only Thing They Fear Is You from Doom Eternal and put it in a major key. And it sounded like a Christian rock song, so I've... did a worship song to it. That's kind of like this, but not nearly as good. And it's on my Millions Inside page. Maybe I'll make it public before we post this. Because right now it's unlisted. Got one song left for you. It's a cover of a song by One Heart, and I can't read what that says.
Redenchi.
Spelled like polar bear's middle name or panda bear's middle name.
I was gonna say that doesn't look anything like my middle name. It doesn't even have a C in it.
I know. This cover's by The Artificials. It's like a metal cover of a lo-fi song or something like that.
Oh.
And
right up Polar Bear's wheel.
And it does say metal cover on it.
Yes. And The Artificials is a husband-wife band. And the husband used to be an era.
Oh.
Now they're like a Christian band. Christian husband and wife band. It's pretty cool.
That's fun.
But before we play that, I think we'll play that and just leave everyone to either fall asleep or listen to their next podcast or whatever they do. But boys, what are we loving?
Now I knew you were going to ask that, and this is going to be tricky because we're doing 3 episodes in a week, so it's going to make it really difficult to answer this question.
You know
times.
What? Not for me, because I have been recently, this is actually what I'm loving. I've been challenged to write down things that I'm grateful for every day and not just wait for podcasts. So
very good practice to get into.
Yeah.
Do we want to know what pushed you to actually do that?
I went to church.
Everyone should do that.
Yeah.
All successful people do that automatically.
I write down everything so I don't forget it. My memory is awful.
Yeah. I went to church and I felt very challenged because he said, if you don't think about the things you're grateful for, you're just going to be ungrateful for things and you're going to be sad all the time. And I said,
yep.
Huh, I'm sad
100% true.
Like a lot of the time right now. Maybe I should try this. So I am.
You're like, My Chemical Romance is much more appealing to me now than it was 6 months ago.
If you knew the amount of MCR I've listened to in the last month, it would make you uncomfortable.
What's the worst that I can say?
I'm so close to putting I'm okay, I'm not okay as my ringtone. So close. If Cotton Eye Joe wasn't so much fun.
Where did you come from? Where did you go?
Man, just, I might have to take a break from Christmas music to listen to some MCR now.
Just imagine so you guys know, when you call me, Cotton Eye Joe plays so loud.
Wait a second, wait a second. Hang on.
Can you imagine if MCR did Christmas music? If the audience could just see what position Polar Bear is in, he's like laid out.
And I get in so much trouble at work because they always want me to let the song play. And they'll be like, why did you turn it off? And I'll be like, because I had to answer the phone call, guys.
That was my lawyer calling about my John Deere.
Back to the thankfulness thing. Matt Greiner from ABR has a podcast called The Holy Ghost Notes, and they were just talking about that on the episode I listened to this morning about how if you don't take time to be grateful for the things that you're thankful for, like stop and actually practice gratitude, you'll fixate on the things that you don't have and be miserable. And that's something that it's a lesson I have to keep relearning because I always forget it. But I used listen to a lot of
I feel like
The School of Greatness with Lewis Howes, and that's a pretty common, like a lot of really successful people, they've all mastered the art of being thankful in all situations.
Yeah, I feel like that kind of applies to like my situation. Like a lot of times I'm like down in the dumps and I have to like, how I recover is I go for like long walks and stuff and like just like,
on the beach.
Ladies. But that's my way of like just resetting my brain and like, look, man, look, the sunset is gorgeous. You're walking outside. Like, I'm not claiming to be a naturist or anything, but sometimes you just need to go outside and walk around a little bit.
Yeah, some days the list is hard, but I mean, if you can write down that you're grateful you didn't poop your pants in public, I mean, I think you're doing all right.
And the thing about it, too, is it actually, like, creates a mind shift where you can, like, kind of start to see, like, what resources you have at your, like, disposal where and how you can get to, you can change things so that even if you're not happy in your situation, if you're, like, taking stock of what you do have and being grateful for it, you'll start using it to improve your situation.
Yeah, but that's what I'm loving is that I was challenged to do this thing. I'm doing this thing, and it's making me better already. And it's been
awesome.
3 days. 2 days.
I love it. That's what Christmas is all about. I'm not sure how, but we could definitely make a correlation if we had the time.
Let me just think on that. I'll pontificate on it next podcast, which is in 2 days.
Yeah.
Which is in 48 hours from now.
Right.
Which may or may not be another Christmas episode, but we'll leave that up for you to decide.
Yeah. Oceans, what are you loving?
The fact that we're doing Christmassy things again, because it's always fun, because like, it's interesting, like our dynamics on Christmas are like, mine is all about, hey, I'm going to get together. Like, it's changed a lot over the years. Like, yeah, we used to go to the church service when my grandparents were alive, and we don't really do that anymore. But, like, the whole point of the thing is getting together with your family and, like, enjoying, like, as these gentlemen know, I love giving gifts. Mm-hmm.
And he's super good at it.
Well, yeah, we'll see.
I feel so bad because I am not a great gift giver, and you always knock it out of the park, and I'm just like...
I'm not going to lie to you. This year might be a little lackluster, but...
That's okay. I am broke, so...
Same. My truck is going to the shop. I have no money left.
Yeah, we don't even have to do presents this year if you guys don't want to. It would actually really help me out if we did it.
You know me being the planner, I got you guys' stuff like 3 months ago.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, somebody's gotta be OCD on this show or nothing would ever get done.
Okay. Prepare yourselves for handmade
Dumaflatches.
That's what I've got budget for.
Dude, I don't have a Dumaflatche.
Oh, well, you're about to.
I don't even know what that is.
I'm about to Duma your flotchy so bad.
But yeah, that's what I'm loving. Like, Daddy. People always complain about Christmas shopping, and I'm like, I get it. Although I do most of mine online, and it comes to my door, which is convenient. But just the prospect of like, and some people are like way more frustrating to shop. Like, I just bought stuff for my 2-year-old niece today, and she, for some reason, it's impossibly hard to shop for her.
Dude, 2-year-olds are easy. Go to PetSmart, find the most colorful toy with the most squeakers in it. Done. Children and dogs are exactly the same until the age of 5, when they start remembering things.
I ended up buying her a Bluey hoodie, and then while I was on that website, I saw these Nintendo NES cartridge like drink coasters, so I bought those for my uncle.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. See, remember some boring gifts, boring gifts lead to the fun stuff. Just.
Did you guys know that Nintendo was founded in the 1800s?
I did not.
Yeah. Hold on. I'll look it up while Nate's doing what he's loving. But this is going to blow your mind.
I'm loving that I got to see my favorite album of all time, number one, played from start to finish on Black Friday. Oceans and I went to ABR's 10-year anniversary of Rescue and Restore tour.
And Spirit Breaker made me cry on the inside.
Yeah, it was really special for me. It's very... I don't know how many people ever even get the opportunity to say that they've been able to see their favorite album of all time played live by anyone, so that's really something else. And I haven't taken the shirt off since the show. That's not true. I've washed it, but I'm still wearing it.
By wash it, he means he got in the shower with the shirt on and rubbed soap on it.
Dude, I thought you weren't going to tell anyone that.
But yeah, that was a fun time. The rest of the bands, like, it was a weird bill, man.
It was a weird bill, yeah. Like, it was a Brand of Sacrifice and Spite.
And Crystal Lake.
Open.
What a strange concert that must have been.
Yeah,
it sort of sounds like I put together the bands. Did I book that show and forget?
Did you find out what the deal is with Nintendo Polar Bear? We're kind of just waiting on that now.
I did. Nate froze, though, so...
Oh no!
I'm not frozen. I'm just.
He's just very good at possible.
Oh, just wow! Just sitting incredibly still, man. Are you like practicing for hunting season?
We're hunting.
No,
rabbits.
I'm just really tired.
Okay, so
I'm falling asleep.
Nintendo
over here.
Was founded on September 23rd, 1889.
How? What was the original purpose? Yeah.
They produce and distribute playing cards.
Oh.
That's an evolution if I've seen one.
Wild.
Yeah, so there you go. And they've been in business continually since 1889.
Good on them.
I don't remember what got us there, but I'm glad we got to talk about that.
Screw Disney. Nintendo's a real conglomerate secret society.
Honestly, probably true.
Pokemon is just a ploy to cover up the real agenda.
Well, are you gentlemen ready to wish our five listeners a Merry Christmas and boogie on out of here to Snowfall by the Artificials.
Let's do it.
In three and two, a skiddly diddly doo.
Probably gonna fall asleep to this right now. I'm just gonna pull my mic right here and lean back.
I kind of wish this like ambient guitar was like bouncing back and forth on my headphones.
Oh, between left and right.
Yeah,
that would be cool. Just gonna rest my head on my pop filter here.
Do you think those are real drums or a drum machine?
Drum machine.
Statistically, it's highly likely to be a drum machine, I would say.
Because I kind of want to know what drum machine program they're using, because I like the sound of it.
Yeah, it's nice. Pick.
It's really snappy.
A very punchy sound.
If I was going to name the tone of this drum machine, I would name it the alligator because it's snappy. Or maybe the Mike Tyson because it's punchy.
The Mike Tyson drum machine.
On that note,
guys, we gotta keep the rhythm good. Thank you, everybody. Good night. Merry Christmas. Bye.
Now I have to decide if I'm gonna leave that in or not.